Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim, Klal Nun, and we're learning Siman Yud Gimel. And the Chayyadim told me that the shear is a person has to eat this his kezias in the time frame of Kedei Achilas Pras. The Nari Behuda says that preferably a person should make sure, and this could take place any time during the meal, so the person would say Hamoitzi, and let's say he's eating bread, he could say Hamoitzi, and eat just a little bit, he's allowed to talk. Then later on in the meal, he eats a kezias dechilis pras. It doesn't have to be necessarily kechilis pras at the beginning of the meal. So any time during the meal, within a time frame of 4 minutes, he ate a kezias of bread, he's able to bench. And if nowhere during the meal did he eat a kezias dechilis pras, not at the beginning and not later on, so he would not be able to bench. If he ate other foods in that context, so he'd make a bracha on other foods that he did eat kedei achilas pras. He would not bench. So there's a scenario where a person would wash, say a moitzi, but he wouldn't bench. He would say the brachos achronos of the various different foods that he ate. Comes in Rabbi Yehuda and says it's really preferable at the beginning of the meal to eat that first kedei achilas pras before you do anything else. And it probably shouldn't even talk during that time frame. He says because you want to be kaveh the suda on lechem, and then everything else becomes secondary to the lechem. So saying that it's called kaveh on lechem means that you ate at least a kezias, which that's considered a chila, and now this is your meal. Your meal is bread, and then everything else becomes secondary to the bread. But if you didn't eat a kezias right away, so that would be questionable. Now, Mikra, then we do not paskin like the Nerda Behuda, but the Mishnah Berurah does bring it and suggest that a person should try and be machmer on that, that preferably at the beginning of the meal, a person should eat a kezias of bread right away. We mentioned that the how big is a kezias? A kezias is not very large. I have a masar from my Rebbe. He says that if you take a slice of rye bread from a bakery rye, which is shaped more like a Not like it's not high. It's somewhat high, but it's rounded at the end. Looks like a football almost. Take a slice in the middle of a 2-pound rye you get from the bakery, and cut that slice in half. That's the size of a kezias. So a person would eat one kezias of that amount of bread during the time of 4 minutes. He's able to bench. Now the Chayyadim does say the shear of kechlis pras is shear gimel bayim, which means he's following the shita of the Rambam, not the Shita of Rashi. And that is interesting that he has that hachroa on that point. Unless he's saying he's being machmer, that for the purposes of saying a bracha achrona, I want to make sure that you've definitely got your shear in, because according to Rambam, that the shear is a smaller amount, so the time frame is also a smaller amount. Okay, now, the Piskei Mishnah Berurah brings a question about what about a case of a person with seveya? So I understand that he didn't eat a kezias anywhere during the meal, kedei achilas pras, but he was seveya, so he's mekayim b'savoto, there's a chiyuv b'birachto. So he brings there from the Mishnah Berurah says, from the name of the Prima Gadim, that the Prima Gadim says that in the situation where a person would be seveya, he feels full from the meal, even though at no point during the meal did he eat a kezias, kedei achilas pras, he will bench Midaraisa, because he was Makayim B'Savoto. The Sharetzion there raises a question. It says, that's very nice, he's Makayim B'Savoto, but he wasn't Makayim V'Achalto. The Torah says, if you eat and you're Seveya, you bench. So if the definition of the Torah of eating is eating a Kezias within the time frame of a pras, which he didn't do, so he was Seveya, but not through the process of Achila, so L'Chor, he should not bench. That is the question which the Sharetzion challenges on this Prima Gadim, who is saying that the person would bench in that situation. So he says, you look at the Prima Gadim himself, when he says it, he says with Sarachim. That means the Prima Gadim, he thinks, is agreeing to this hesitation that possibly the concept of benching requires Ve'achalto and Ve'savoto. So a person would be seveya from less than a kezias, or a person would be seveya from less than a kezias, not eating kedei achilas pras, he would not be chayiv in the midst of benching midaraisa. And then once he's not, we would apply this rule of, well, you didn't need a kleichis pras, so you don't say bracha. You wouldn't say bracha in that situation. Okay, now, the next question is, that's what we're talking about achilas. Achila, the shir is a kazayas, and we know that it has to be in kleichis pras. That's very clear that's so. What about the person, what about drinking? What is the time frame of drinking? So the time of drinking actually, it's not so partial what the time frame of drinking is. And that the Chayalim will deal with in the next siman, and we'll do that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.